West Lafayette is hoping to minimize the shock of closing one of the city's most traveled streets by communicating with residents on the front end of the massive State Street overhaul. As WBAA's Sarah Fenton reports, about 100 people dropped by a lunchtime meeting at Purdue to ask questions and make plans for the upcoming changes.
Starting April 1st, State Street will be shut down from University Drive to Airport Road. Segments of Tapawingo Drive and Marsteller Street will also be closed. Christy Kuntz, general manager of Wabash Landing's Hilton Garden Inn, says Thursday's meeting was the first she had heard Tapawingo was going to be closed on both sides of State Street.
I think that they've had plenty of meetings for businesses to attend. I think that they've changed things several times that maybe we weren't aware of.
Kuntz says she thinks guests will still book at the hotel, but she anticipates they might be unhappy when they see all the construction. She's preparing by making sure customers have driving instructions and are aware of the changes before they come. City Bus says it expects to detour 6 of its 15 regular routes and nearly all its campus lines. City Bus travel trainer Katie Dietrich says the bus company is rerouting all its lines at once, with changes that will stay constant as long as State Street is shuttered.
So we're not saying, well, this week they'll go this way, next week they'll go a different way. We're really trying to keep our riders in mind and have the route changes last until the end of the project in November.
Traffic will be further disrupted once Purdue's spring semester closes mid-May. That's when State Street will be completely closed from Salisbury Street to the west end of campus. Construction crews will have only 3 months to finish the middle phase before the fall semester begins. For WBAA News, I'm Sarah Fenton.